It's Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. There's a push to fix Staten Island roads, New Yorkers deal with losing SNAP benefits, and a conversation with a city council member about his studies at Fordham Law School. That's What's What Today. I'm your host, Xenia Gonickberg. Staten Island is pushing for more road paving repairs. WFUV's Ann Jackson has more.
New York City's record-breaking winter weather earlier this year has contributed to more damaged roads. That's according to the mayor's office, as Mayor Zoran Mamdani has put more funding into paving roadways this year. Staten Island Borough President Vito Fasella says he isn't seeing this. The borough will be giving the city's Department of Transportation $250,000, with the hope that it will urge them to focus more on their roads.
It's a priority for us. We're going to take away any excuse that the money's not there by giving them the money.
Due to a lack of public transportation, City Hall reports that Staten Island has the highest car commuter rate in the city, as 64% of people rely on the roads for travel. Fasella says these repairs are important to residents and makes the case for how the local government is standing up for them.
So we have to fight it. We have to combat it. We have to stand up for the folks who legitimately call and say, I have a problem with my road. I hope one day it changes, but all we can do is our best.
The city government said in March they've started improving roadways in the area, but Staten Island residents are still sending in repair requests through NYC's 311 portal. I'm Ann Jackson, WFUV News.
Requirements to qualify for SNAP have been expanded by the Trump administration, and New Yorkers are now seeing the impacts. New city data shows 22,000 New Yorkers lost their SNAP benefits last month. WFUV's Lainey Nguyen has more on the new impacts.
More SNAP recipients now have to report 80 hours of work, training, or volunteering per month to be eligible for food assistance. This includes adults ages 55 to 64, homeless individuals, veterans, and young adults aging out of foster care. As a result, 22,000 New Yorkers lost their benefits in June, with single men ages 18 to 35 being the most impacted. Diego Padilla works for the nonprofit Part of the Solution, or POTS, which combats poverty in the Bronx. He says food assistance is the cornerstone of helping someone do important tasks like finding a job and finishing school.
When you take food out of the equation, now I have to drop all of those things that I'm in the process of trying to figure out. And my one concern of today, because hunger is immediate, hunger is visceral, hunger is in need of today. Now that becomes my priority. And that means that this is a big setback in people's ability to do better.
Padilla also says they've been working with the city to help with the impacts, but that there's a greater issue at hand. It's a question of how sustainable the new requirements are.
The one only real solution is go back to the original policy and say, let's revert this. What's the original purpose of doing this to people? I don't think there's a good rationale for these decisions. Let's just bring back the system as it was working before. Let's actually strengthen it.
The new policies are part of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, and they went into effect in March. Failing to meet the requirements for 3 months could mean losing the benefits, which is why we're just now seeing its impacts. I'm Lainey Nguyen, WFUV News.
Fordham Conversations is a series that spotlights voices from Fordham University and the work of students, professional staff, and alumni. For our series, WFUV's Sonia Welwitagoda spoke with Justin Sanchez, a city council member representing District 17 in the South Bronx, who is also pursuing his law degree at Fordham, about how he's incorporated the Fordham mission into his council work.
How did you get your start in politics? What made you decide you wanted to be a city council member?
Let's start there. I didn't know I wanted to be a city council member. I still don't know if I want to be a city council member. It's more about giving back to the community. And my journey in public service started as a little kid, actually, that I didn't even know it was about public service. It was just being my grandmother's sidekick. We used to go to all of the senior centers, food pantries. I was an altar boy, so for very long we'd go to all of the church gatherings. And through all of those, it was all about giving back to the community. And my grandmother was very sick. She had lupus basically all of my life. Throughout seeing her deal with her journey of health issues, but also fighting so hard to give back to the communities. Because the one of the things I would always ask is, you're the sick one. Why are you out here? And she's like, well, I can still walk. I can still talk. I can still breathe. And as long as I'm doing that, I'm going to be helping. And then in January of 2016, I lost my grandmother. And it was just the fit to kind of want to give back, seeing that my grandmother no longer was there in the community, who was going to step in and help all the people that she had spent all this time helping.
How have you taken the Fordham values, whether that be the Jesuit values or just the Fordham University values as a whole, and applied that to your work at Council?
Funny enough, I wrote about this in my application to Fordham. As we all know, the Fordham motto is in service to others. And I truly, truly, truly take that with me everywhere that I go, because that is how I view the work and the opportunity that I have in front of me as the council member. I didn't know that I was going to be a council member or even wanted to be a council member. All I knew is that my community needed help, and I had years of experience in government work and service, knowing how to deliver on day one. And I thought that that would be useful in being able to help my community do the things that they wanted to see. Cleaner streets, fresher air, clean water, a community that feels like it cares about them. And, you know, that all stems from in service to others. And I think I take that at the very core of any decision that I make, any, you know, problem that's in front of me. How are we acting and operating in service to others? I think a lot of the times, you know, it's very easy, especially in politics, to get caught up in the hoopla, the names, the celebrity of it all. But I want us to all remember that it's not about the celebrity. It's not about the name. It's not about, you know, any one person. It's about the ideas and the issues that we're putting forth and what we're fighting for. And so, yes, people get elected, but getting elected is not the job. The job is the actual job. It's being in service to others.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Anytime, anytime. This is awesome.
That was WFUV's Sonia Willow-Rigoda speaking with Justin Sanchez, a city council member and Fordham law student. And that's our show for today. You can find more stories online at WFUVnews.org and on Instagram and TikTok at WFUVnews. Please follow and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps. If you have a tip or a question for us, send us a DM or email us at newsroom@WFUV.org. I'm your host and producer, Zini Gonigberg. Our reports today are Ann Jackson, Lainey Nguyen, and Sonia Willow-Rigoda. Nathan Ray is our editor.